Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise, back today with another live YouTube video presentation. This one is titled, Are High-Ticket Dropshipping Courses Worth It? So I wanted to discuss this because I know that a lot of people are searching on YouTube for answers to how to do high-ticket dropshipping. I know I certainly was when I first got started, and there wasn't a whole lot of information available back then. I first started back in 2010. This was back before there was just a flood of courses available online for dropshipping, right? And now that there's tons of dropshipping courses available online, people are wondering, like, is it really worth it? Should I really invest, or you know, should I just wait around and try to learn on my own? So I'm going to address all those ideas today. But first of all, guys, if it's your first time tuning in, definitely hit subscribe and tap that bell icon for notifications. Every new subscriber I get, I'm able to reach more people, and I really do want you guys not to miss out on any of this content. Also, hit that like button and make sure that you comment below you know, what your goals are for high-ticket dropshipping and when you want to start your business and you know why you want to do it in the first place. So let's get into it. Number one is that you can learn a lot for free on YouTube through your own and through blogs and stuff like that and forums. But the truth is that nothing is going to be straightforward, right? And nothing is really going to be from A to Z. There's a lot of good content. I won't lie. I've watched a lot of stuff out there that's really good. And then there's also a lot of trash content as well. There's a lot of opinions and stuff like that all over YouTube. So be careful what you consume out there, guys. It can be really good stuff, or it can be kind of misleading, right? So there's a lot of good content, but just make sure that you take it with a grain of salt and do your own independent research and whatever that somebody else out there tries to tell you. Another thing is that a lot of mentors out there, they tell you like what to do, but they don't really show you how to do it, right? And most of them that actually do show you how to do it, they just sort of breeze over it, and they show you kind of like half-wit examples of it. They don't really show you real-world case studies. They blur a lot of their screen out and stuff like that. And you know, that's totally understandable. It's to protect their privacy, because with high-ticket dropshipping, you see, if you just were to blurt out your niche to the entire world out there, the issue is that there's a lot of people that have no ethics in business practices, and they would just go out there and find your store and copy it and put up their own version of it and get your suppliers and just try to make a quick buck. Of course, those are the same people that won't ever put the effort out there to make real quality content, right? They won't ever put the reinvestment out there that is required to create a unique website, right? That is a truly unique shopping experience. So they're not going to get ahead like you did, but they are still going to take a chunk, right? And so that's happened. So a lot of these people out there are protecting their privacy. Some people that talk about high-ticket dropshipping aren't even really doing it much themselves. They do a lot of AliExpress dropshipping, and that's totally understandable too. I mean, it's just a different business model altogether. I don't actually do any AliExpress dropshipping. I focus entirely on high-ticket dropshipping, which is just a different business model, and I'll explain it really quick. So instead of focusing on Chinese-based suppliers, right, using AliExpress to find products for super cheap, and then selling them for maybe double or triple, hopefully, what the price is to customers in the US or all over the world through a Shopify store, and then having it shipped directly from the Chinese supplier to that customer. Instead of going that route, you're actually going to be doing business in the USA, and you're going to be finding USA-based suppliers, right, of expensive, big products, and you're going to be setting up a retail storefront online, an online-only retail storefront, and then you're going to be pitching those products to customers through comparison shopping engines like Google Shopping and doing email marketing and Facebook retargeting ads. You're going to get customers to purchase from you, and then you're going to fulfill the order by having the supplier ship it directly to the customer. So that's how that works in a nutshell. This is a specific type of dropshipping business model, and it's unlike many others out there. All right, guys. Number three is, a course is only worth it if it gets you results, right? And a return on investment. So just think about that. If you were to spend all of your time trying to learn it on your own, it might take you months or years to become profitable. Whereas if you were to invest in a course that is an A to Z course that actually shows you how to do it from step one, step two, step three, and then actually gets you results in, let's say, 2 or 3 months' time, you start making a profit, and it gives you the skill sets to make a profit the rest of your life using this business model, wouldn't that be worth it? So, you know, would it be worth the $1,000 or $2,000 in order to get a passive income of $3,000 to $5,000 or more per month for potentially the rest of your life, as long as you wanted to do this business? Of course, right? So, but that's the key. If a course doesn't get you results, then it wasn't worth it. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that whoever you're buying that course from, that mentor, has some sort of proof that they've achieved those results, right? Because if that mentor doesn't have a case study or something where they've actually shown in uncertain real terms that they've actually achieved those results, then if it was me, I would never even think about buying a course from that person, because that person obviously could be faking the whole thing, right? So make sure they have an actual case study available on their website somewhere where they actually show you that they're making money, right? Which is what I do. I actually have multiple case studies in there, and I actually have a case study store that I build in my masterclass. So that's the key. That's why I want to set myself apart in the whole game as far as courses go. Number five, check to make sure they have lots of testimonials. A lot of these courses out there, there's all sorts of screenshots and stuff like that, but you want to actually look these people up and make sure those are real testimonials. Hey, no BS dropshipping training. Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate you being here. If you have any questions regarding high ticket dropshipping, feel free to leave them in the comment box. Appreciate you attending the live show. Again, just make sure that these courses that you're looking up have testimonials. I think that's really key, because you need to make sure that other people have good things to say about it. Do your research, make sure these people are actually real. It's not just fake testimonials that are happening out there, right? Number six, make sure there's lots of students that are finding success through the course, right? So you should be able to find, no BS dropshipping training asks, and this is dropshipping on Shopify. Yes, I use Shopify for all my stores now. I actually started using WordPress and WooCommerce back in 2010 when I first started. I was also dropshipping on eBay as well, and an eBay alternative website called eCrater.com, which I don't use anymore, but now I use predominantly only Shopify, because Shopify is so easy to use and manage, and they have tons of apps and a great theme and just a great ecosystem of developers and a community around it. So I really love Shopify. Just make sure that people that are actually taking that course that you're thinking about taking are actually finding success with it, because that's kind of obvious, right? If people aren't finding success with the course, why in the world would you try to take it and think that you could find success? Number seven, be sure to check for scam reports online. You can just type in whatever the course name is and the word scam, and you should be able to find scam websites and see if people have left reviews of that website that are negative. And you should read through those reviews. Some of them might be positive, some of them might be negative. And definitely, take it with a grain of salt. Some people just have personal reasons as to why they didn't, succeed with the course or whatever. But some people are just really honest. Maybe there's a problem with the content, or maybe there's a problem with the way that person, is as a mentor or something like that. So just make sure you look for that before you invest in the course. Number eight, check their return policy before you invest. I think that's really key, guys. A lot of students are coming to me now telling me that, they've had issues with other courses they wanted to cancel because they're telling them that they needed to show some sort of a proof of actually doing the work, or some sort of a proof that they actually spent money on ads or something like that in order to get a refund. I think that's kind of silly, but I guess it makes sense from a course creator's perspective that you don't want your content stolen. So you want to make sure that that person actually was there to do the work. But even if they did the work, would you really still give them a refund, Mr. Course Creator, that has that return policy? So in my opinion, that's actually a really bad return policy to have. You should just have a 30-day money back guarantee. That is just literally a 30-day money back guarantee, and assume that probably 90 to 95% of your students will never ask for that, because if it's good content, they're probably going to do very well with the course. I've actually had my course open for 4 months now, and I've only had one return. So I've been really fortunate. I just put my best foot forward in my masterclass and decided to make the best quality content that I possibly could. And there you go. So it just goes to show. Number nine, don't fall for YouTube and Facebook ads promising quick riches, but failing to explain exactly how to do it. Basically, guys, these ads, they just feed your emotions, right? They try to tell you like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm here, I'm doing that. So the issue is that if you let your emotions drive your purchasing decisions in life, you're probably not going to make smart purchasing decisions. And that's key as well. You have to understand that, yes, we often do buy on emotions, but if you're buying in a significant investment, especially some sort of a business model or a business plan, you need to take time with that. You need to give it a day or two before you invest, because you want to make sure that's actually the right business model for you, business plan. And you want to research the mentor and research the course name online and make sure that it has good quality results and good quality content as well, and other people that are saying good things about it. Number 10, if you do decide to invest, right, do it with someone who you actually like to learn from. So the way you do this is sign up for their free stuff. Sign up for whatever kind of a lead generator they have, whether it, in my case, it's a niches list, a list of niches and a market research guide. And then you get to sign up for a mini course that's for free. So you actually see me teaching you and stuff like that. You can see me teaching you here, but you can also watch my free mini course, which goes into depth, ultimate guide in dropshipping, high ticket dropshipping specifically. So that's what you need to do, is you need to go through all these different course creators' free content and decide which one you really like the most, right? Because you're going to be learning from this person for the next month or 2 months or 3 months or a year or even longer. If it's lifetime access, you may be learning them for the rest of your life to improve your store, improve your business. So make sure you really like to learn from them. some course creators have a really tingy voice. Some course creators are very big and bold in the way they talk. And some course creators are really slow and mellow when they talk. So everybody kind of has a different way of learning. There's also different types of content online. Some course creators do mostly these talking head videos like I do. Some course creators actually get into their computer screen and have themselves maybe in the corner, but then show you exactly what they're doing to start their story. Actually, I would say most course creators don't do that. Most course creators, what they do is they actually just do slideshow videos and just talk over them, which makes sense. It's easier to understand the material when it's written out as well. But the issue there, of course, you don't actually get to see the person. So there's no like kind of human connection there besides the voice. And then the other thing too is that if they're not actually showing you it being done in real time with a real world case study website, then how are you supposed to know if this actually works in the real world, right? So what I did with my masterclass is exactly that. I actually created a case study store, a real world case study store, where I go through and I build it in front of you. You basically have to look over my shoulder as I build a store out, which is pretty cool. I had gone through multiple courses when I, you know, was first starting out with this journey, and I got so tired of all these slideshow videos and just people talking and telling me what to do that I decided finally to make something way better. So I decided to do that. Number 11, don't just buy a course and let it sit there and gather dust, right? Use it, get in there, consume the content. Most of these courses have like a 30-day guarantee or something like that. So you have 30 days to examine the goods that you've just purchased, right? So get into the course as soon as possible and go through it. Most people, like, they buy a course and maybe it's like $10 on Udemy or something like that, and they just let it sit there for days, weeks, months, whatever. It's like there's a lot of people that just collect courses. And while that's perfectly fine, maybe you have lifetime access, so you know you can dive into it in the future someday if you want to. There's really no point in that. Just buy that course and dive into it and get results, you know, take action, do what it says to do. And you know, if you're going to invest in anything, in my recommendation, I would say invest a bit more money, because then it gets you to take action. If you don't invest much money, if you buy a $10 Udemy course, you have a lot less reason to take action than if you were to invest in a $1,000, $2,000 course from a mentor that's actually done it a lot before. And there's probably a reason why it costs a lot more, is because it's a lot better quality than that $10, $20 Udemy course, right? So there you go, guys, jump into it. And to wrap this up, guys, like I said, I have a free niches list. You just have to go to ecommerceparadise.com, click the button at the top of the banner to get your free niches list, or go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. A link is also below in the description. You can start there. It'll take you to my free mini course, but in case you just want to check that out, it's ecommerceparadise.com/DSS, stands for Dropship Secrets. And also, if you want to check out my masterclass, it's actually closed for enrollment right now, but you can get notified for when it reopens for enrollment. Version 2 of the masterclass is going to be really cool. Tons of new content for scaling a website up to 6 figures per month. I'm actually going to be using it with one of my case study stores. So I'm going to show you a real world store in the masterclass. So it's really neat. Super high valuable. No other course creators doing this out there with a real store to protect their privacy. And honestly, I just decided to make the best course ever to show you guys exactly how it's done in the real world, so that you have a real world example of how to do this. There's no better way to do it. So if you want to get notified for that, go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And that's it, guys. Really appreciate you being here for the show. If you have any comments after, if you are to watch this later, maybe a replay of it, just drop them in the comment box. And let me know if you have any questions at all, and you want to ask me something in private, you can always email me at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. Totally happy to help. Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll see you out there.